Welcome into the Inside the NFL Prospects podcast series. I'm Jack Borowski, joined here alongside my co-host Brian Sternberg. On this episode, we are fortunate to have on Dimitri Moore. Dimitri is a starting linebacker for the Vanderbilt football team and one of the top returning players in the country. Dimitri, thanks for joining us on the podcast.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
To start, Dimitri, thinking about last season, what do you think you did well, and what have you been working on or putting an emphasis on this offseason in order to improve your game?
For the most part, I think I kept a good job, keep maintaining my body, staying in the training room, and I'm working on my conditioning during the season so I didn't burn out as much as I probably did with my first season. But in the offseason, I've just been working on main thing is just getting stronger and keeping my body healthy.
And Dimitri, next season, what are your goals as an individual and what are your team goals?
My goals as an individual is just to be a better teammate, honestly. Be a better teammate and be a better leader. And just to stay healthy as much as I can. Anything I can't control with my body, I'm going to control it and do as much as I can in the training room and whatnot.
For yourself, Dimitri, looking at this roster as a whole, we know obviously it wasn't the year you guys were expecting last season, but based off your experience and what you've gone through, what do you feel this team specifically has to do to win an SEC championship?
We have to just take ourselves to a place we've never been before, mentally and physically. We got to do things that teams before us never did. We have to bond in a way we've never bonded before, and trust in our coach's vision, trust in our coach's process 100%. We just got to trust in it, and I think we'll go really far this next season.
And Dimitri, this past season, there are 5 games where you registered double-digit tackles. Are those performances giving you any confidence going into next season?
I try not to just ponder on like certain successful areas in the past games because, none of the games that I played last year or the year before met my standards. Because I know that I could have done double that or 2 times better than that than I could have. And I know it didn't meet my standards, none of the games that I've played yet. I'm just really hard on myself, and I just try to just look at the future and watch the film and see what corrections I can make and see what opportunities I missed on the field, and just so I can not leave any money on the field.
Talking about film and that aspect of the game of football, Dimitri, how important has that been for your growth as a player throughout your collegiate career?
Well, I mean, in high school, my big brother got me into watching film a lot because it boosts your game a lot. And I think when I got to college, I watched it even more. It's an important part of making yourself better and critiquing yourself. Like, you can watch it with a coach, you can watch it with your teammates, but the best thing is watching it by yourself too, because like you can critique yourself and be honest with yourself, just like your coaches and your player and your teammates can help hold you accountable. So that's what I try to do. Each time I watch film, I just look at it like I'm looking at the man in the mirror and just see, you know, what you know you're capable of and what you could have did better. And then, I mean, yeah, that's it.
And Dimitri, when you're watching film, especially when you're looking at offensive linemen, what are you looking for in their game?
Yeah, when I look at offensive linemen, I kind of just pick up on little movements or little stances or whatnot, anything that I can peep before I play them. I watch them, I break down their game before I line up against them, and I just see, like, as I play against them during the game, I'm constantly picking up more information about them as well, and I know how to move going throughout the game with those O-line.
And Dimitri, next season, not going to be a senior, but you're going to be a junior. A lot of underclassmen are going to be looking up to you. So how are you going to take on a leadership role?
My main thing is keep checking on them and asking them, because like I know how younger guys feel in their positions as they like come up, and what questions they may have but not want to ask. I was always the guy that asked those questions that nobody wanted to ask. And I'm good at just, I'm good at knowing that something's bothering somebody, even though they don't want to speak on it or show it. So like, I just like to check up on them, ask them if there's anything that they're not getting or whatnot. I mean, and then coming into practice in the weight room with the same energy, consistent energy that I do every single day. And hopefully, I mean, I can rub off on them.
Dimitri, for yourself early on in your career, were there any coaches or players that helped you get acclimated to the college game?
Yeah. I mean, I came to Vanderbilt because obviously it's a great city, great school, and it's in the SEC. And I also came because Coach Mason is a great coach. And I saw that when I met him, and Coach Mars, who was my first inside linebacker coach here. And Coach Marvel, he was really able to help me shoot my game towards another level. After my first spring, since I enrolled early, after my first spring, my game changed completely. I went from playing outside linebacker and inside linebacker to strictly just playing inside linebacker in college. And I got accustomed very well to it because how detail-oriented he was with me. And that's the type of guy I am. That's the type of coach that I like to have. So, I mean, I think he really helped me up my game from high school to college. And it's a lot of stuff that I'm going to continue with my game moving forward because of him. Coach Mason has helped me tremendously, too, as far as, like, the mental aspect and other aspects outside of football. Coach Mason helped me a lot through that. So both of those guys helped me when I first got to college.
And, Dimitri, let's go back to high school. Can you talk a little bit about your high school career and what the whole recruiting process was like for you?
The end of my sophomore year, early, or like during my junior year, in my sophomore year is when the college recruits really started coming towards me. And I mean, it came really fast when it did come. But I mean, eventually I got everything worked out and came to Vandy. I liked it. I ended up silently committing at first and then committed officially.
How was it then you get to college, having played high school, top tier player in the country, get to Vanderbilt, it's SEC football. Was there a practice or a play or a game, a memory you have where you realize, okay, this is legit D1 football players. This isn't high school anymore.
I'd say it was a practice. I'd say it was a practice when we were doing some drills with the running backs my freshman year, and I forgot who I went against. It may have been Ralph Webb that went against him, and we made some contact, and it was just like, yeah. I was like, yeah. It got me ready. I was like, yeah. Like, I just told myself, yeah, let's go, and just kept rolling. It was a good practice.
And Dimitri, your brother, Richard, also plays college football. How helpful has he been in all the decision-making processes? And has he taught you anything about football?
Like I said earlier, we watched film together in high school. We played together. And he's helped me as far as, really, I talked to him about 90% of any decision I make. If there's any big decision I make, I talk to him about it because we've been through a lot of the same exact things and situations, not in just football, but life. So I would talk to him about anything that deals with football. And he's one of those guys that that I can look forward to keeping it real with me. Also, when I'm critiquing my film or watching my film, he'll tell me exactly what I could do because we think the same. So he's able to, you know, help me out with my game, and I can talk to him if he ever needs someone to talk to. And it's just been, it's honestly, even though we play for different teams in college, it's honestly been a great experience having a brother that's playing college football at the same time as you, that you can call him on the same day, on the Saturdays. And we're both going to play at the same time. And you just call him up, wish him luck. It's one of the best motivations I can get. So,
Dimitri, when watching a film or playing in the games last season, who were some of the best guys that you felt stood out to you as the best ones that you either went up against or looked fantastic on film?
That's a good question. Let me think about that for a second, because I don't want to give you a wrong answer, because I know we played some dudes last season. LSU was a really interesting game. It was a really fun game. Even though, like, we lost, it was a pretty fun experience playing against those guys. And I want to say it was some guys from LSU, but I want to think about that for a second. Yeah, definitely LSU was a really fun experience. Joe Burrow was throwing some good passes, and it was a lot of good athletes on that team. Yeah, I'd say LSU as a whole, that was like a good experience, even though I think we scored the most on them at anybody that they played that season. I think we scored twice on them that game on defense. We scored twice, but that was a fun game. Those guys were some dudes. Like, everybody on that team was some dudes. It was a really fun game.
And Dimitri just mentioned LSU being a great team. SEC, a lot of top talent in that conference. How is going up against those guys, how does that make you a better player?
That makes me a better player, because I get to, like, it's one of the closest you'll get to the NFL, and that's the main goal. So when you go against those guys and you see, like, how well you're doing against them or how bad you're doing against them, it tells you how much farther you need to go and what you need to work on. So if I couldn't get off a hold or something like that off one of the linemen, then that just tells me if I can't get off of this hold, then I wouldn't be able to get off this hold in the NFL. So I need to work this technique right here. And just little stuff like that, and just coverages, run games, like it helps you. And the biggest thing that I get from it is the speed of the game too. Like, it's the closest speed you'll get to the NFL as well. Like, it's just great practice. And any basketball player can go to the gym and work on their shot, but it, like, you can't truly get better at football unless you go out there and play a game against 10 other people on your side and play at full speed with somebody who's going to give you that NFL look. Like, nobody can practice that on the off season. That's why I love playing in games like that, because it's the best practice and it's the best way to get better. So LSU helps out a lot with that.
Dimitri, next goal of mine, obviously continuing that football career, but do you have any career aspirations once your football career is over?
Yeah, I'm a cinema and media arts major here at Vanderbilt, and I just want to pursue film. I want to pursue movies. I want to write, direct, produce, edit, act. I want to do everything that has to do with movies, and then I'll do a lot of side hustles like that, stuff that I'm interested in as well, like real estate and whatnot.
Dimitri, what is a typical game day like for you, and what is it like playing at Vanderbilt Stadium?
Typical game day is just waking up at the Marriott Hotel, knowing that you got a game today. Meeting with your defense, meeting with your team, eating a good breakfast, and seeing all the black and gold Vandy fans that come to support you, because the fans that come there, they have a lot of love for us and they are very dedicated. Just seeing those fans on the sides when you go on up to the game. I mean, it may not be as loud as other SEC stadiums, but it's still an environment that I'm thankful to be in on game day and thankful to play in front of. And I really wouldn't trade it for nothing.
Dimitri, in this Vanderbilt program, are there a few underclassmen that have stood out to you, haven't gotten that media attention yet, but should be on draft radars pretty soon?
I don't think there's too much to talk about right now because there's a lot of work to be done, and a lot of people on the team that like still have to solidify their name and just do more for the team, including myself. So it's hard to just pinpoint a certain guy, but I think everybody has the potential. Like everybody, because I see special talent and special effort, work ethic in our secondary. Our secondary is really, really good, young wise. We got some young running backs that are really good. Got some young receivers that are going to be really good. I mean, it's really hard to pinpoint, but definitely everybody has the potential. That's what I would say.
And Dimitri, what is it like playing under Coach Derek Mason, and what do you think he brings to this Vanderbilt football team?
It's a lot of consistency with Coach Mason. As far as just being a coach, him as a coach, he's a consistent man. He's a genuine man. And I don't know what else you want in a coach if you don't have genuine love or consistency. So like that's what you get playing under him. And I mean, and that leads you to a lot of personal success and a lot of team success too. Just gotta keep faith and keep it pushing, because if guys give up, if guys don't trust in him, I mean, it won't work out. That's why everybody's trusting the process and feels the same way I do as far as him being a genuine man and a consistent man.
Dimitri, we know you see the product on the field, but what would you want scouts and GMs to know about who they're going to be getting and yourself in the locker room?
In the locker room, they would be looking at a genuine guy who cares for everyone. And they'd be getting somebody who has a clear vision, clear mind, has sound feet, sound technique, and has instinct out of the world. So I mean, that's what I feel like they'll be getting.
And Dimitri, if you could be trained by one player currently in the NFL or retired, who would it be and why?
I would really love to meet Ray Lewis one day. That's one guy I haven't met yet. I've always watched growing up. That's one player that I've always watched and wanted to meet and have a conversation with. So yeah, Ray Lewis for sure.
He's obviously a fantastic player. And Dimitri, for our last question, for any rising high school football player, what is a piece of advice you could give to them?
There's no magic pill or no tricks around it. Film is film. So, and there's guys that sometimes want to ask me, like, is there anything they could do, any secret or anything like that? No, like, just your film will speak for itself. I mean, I've never been in a non big time high school. Like, my high school was pretty big as far as, you know, football, it was pretty known. I don't know what it's like to be at a small high school, but I do know that film is film. What I mean by being at a small high school, I mean, I don't know how hard it is for college coaches to see your film, but I do know if you have it, somebody will take you. So you stay dedicated to your work ethic and creating that film during the season. I mean, it's going to come. What's destined to happen will happen. So that's the biggest thing I get from high school guys.
That was Dimitri Moore with the Vanderbilt Commodores. We really appreciate your time and best of luck next season.
Thanks a lot.